Welcome back to the Musically Minded Mama podcast. This is episode 76. Today's episode is all about knowing some things so that you can get your kids to listen. You know, when you talk, do your kids listen to what you say? And Oprah said, you know, great communication begins with connection. And you know, in this podcast, I'm all about connection. How can we connect better to our kids? And connecting better with your kids, I mean, you can use it with your spouse, with your friends, your family, your coworkers. Connection is what humans thrive on. So today's episode is all about what you need to know and understand in order for your kids to listen to you. So get your pen and paper and let's get started. Are you a musician mama struggling with working mom guilt? Does leaving your kids for a performance make you feel out of sync? Do you just love music and want your kids to reap the benefits of learning to play or using it to learn? In this podcast, you'll learn how to share your love of music with your kids to create a deeper connection with them, even if you don't know how to sing or play. You'll even get tips for your own musical endeavors and find ways to manage your time effectively as a musician. My mission is to help musical mamas manage their time and mindsets so that your skills and children are growing at the same time. This will ultimately create a melodious life filled with excitement that will inspire your kids. Even if you don't know how to sing or play music, there is still a way for you to share the gift of music with your kids. I am convinced that musically minded mamas should raise their voices and instruments because your God-given potential should not be wasted. Hello, I'm Joanne, a wife, mom, teacher, and daughter of the King. For years, I struggled to pursue my passion. When I became a mother, no time became my biggest excuse, and I hid my gift of music behind my gift of motherhood. I was afraid of what people would say and believed the big mom lie that I didn't deserve to take time to develop my music or share my love for it with my kids. I finally have realized that by sharing my passion for music with my kids and letting them be an inspiration to me, I am finding fulfillment. If you're ready to finally pursue your family passion by using your musical passion, you've found a friend. It's time to say yes to using your love of music and connect with your kids. So warm up your voice and start practicing those skills, friend. It's time to waltz with me through all things family management, mindset, mentoring, and music. Let's make memories and music together. When I was little, I was 10, I believe, and I was struggling with math. And it was so bad. Like, after my father finished teaching me whatever math skill we were working on, I was in tears. Okay. It was like, it wasn't good. It wasn't good for anybody. My mom, she would over, you know, she would look through the window where I was being taught, and I'm sure her mommy heart was breaking because I was in tears. Anyway, after a few lessons, you know, me in tears and not learning any math, my father looked at me and he said, "All Kitsons," because that's our last name, "can do math." And I'm like, well, that doesn't apply to me, Daddy, because guess what? I don't know how to do this. But after I dried up the tears and I, you know, figured out, oh, that applies to me because I am a Kitson. That means I can do math. And that's when I realized that words have power, because he said I could do it. Whether or not it was true, it didn't matter. His words were giving me life, and I took his words, and then I started to excel at math. So our words have power. When you as a parent communicate to your kids or communicate with your kids and you say things, it can and will affect them. And I have another story about that. So, you know, that was when I was 10. Now, this is when I was maybe 20 or 21, I believe. I was doing exams in college, and my father looked at me and said, "You are fearfully and wonderfully made." I'm like, "Yeah, I am." That was my verse growing up, Psalm 139, verse 14. I will praise you, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and my soul knoweth right well. So he was repeating God's words to me. And if you are believing, you know that God's words are life as well. So he repeated that to me, and I repeated it to myself. And when I tell you every single exam was aced that week, it was just a surprise. It was a beautiful surprise, but it was like literally changed my life. So I'm saying all that to say, when I was 10, the words changed my life. When I was 20, 21, doesn't matter what age you are or your kids are, your family members are, words have power. And I want you to believe that. So when I get into these three principles of what you need to understand in order to, you know, have your kids listen to you and have a better connection with them, I know exactly what I'm talking about because I experienced this. So get your pen and paper. There are three things that I do need you to write so you can understand them. And here we go. So I want you to go from just being a communicator to being a connector. And the way you can do that is by understanding these three principles of communication. And I want to give credit. These are not my ideas, but they make absolute complete sense. I'm going to give credit to someone who is a minister at my church. His name is Dylan Noel. So Dylan, if you're listening, thank you for sharing these words because they have impacted me and I would like to further this impact. So the three principles of communication that I believe wholeheartedly, if you know these and understand the power of these, when you talk to your kids, they will have no choice but to listen. So the first one is, know that you have power in your words. And we hear it all the time. And of course, there's a scripture verse that says life and death are in the power of the tongue. But do we really believe that? Do we honestly, truly believe that we have life and death in our tongue? And my answer to that is if we did, then we would not be saying some of the things that we do say to our kids. And I'm guilty. I know you're guilty. When we get in the heat of the moment, like things just start flying out of my mouth and it's like, oh, can't even take it back. Right. So it's important to make sure that we're talking with each other in a way that heals, not in a way that wounds. And Barack Obama, how wise are you? He actually said that. It's important to make sure that we're talking with each other in a way that heals, not in a way that wounds. So you won't have to go back and say, oh, I'm so sorry for saying that. No, you won't need to do that because the way you are consciously speaking to your kids, to your spouse, to your friend, to your boss, to anyone is in a way that heals. And you won't wound them. You won't need to apologize. So don't just talk to get compliance, especially from your kids. When you talk, it of course it's in love. Of course it's in a way that heals and not wounds. But you need to teach them. I hear a lot about, oh, I teach them how to read. I teach them how to tie their shoe. I teach them how to this. Teach them how to drive. But do you teach them how to behave? Or do you just say, stop doing that. Don't jump off of that. Are you teaching them to behave? Instruct them in love, of course. So you don't have to hurt them in the process, not just to comply. Teach them how to behave. So know that your words have power. And when you are speaking to them, only choose those words that bring life to your kids, that are healing, helping words. All right? That's the first thing, principle of communication you need to understand. You have power in your words. Second principle, realize that your tongue can change someone's destiny. And I love this story that I recently heard. I'm sure it's an old story anyway, but Kofi B, he's a musician from Ohio, an awesome musician. And his mom made him repeat this, and I'm going to tell you what it is, every day in the mirror before he would leave to go to school. All his siblings, basically. And what his mom... It's later on that he's realizing, like, man, my mom didn't even realize what she was doing. Well, she did realize, but I didn't realize what she was doing. I just thought she was making me say something. But here's what his mom made him say every day before he would leave for school. What I am looking for is in me. The past has no power over me. Negative thoughts have no power over me. Today is a wonderful day and a new beginning because I choose to make it so. That's what his mom would make him repeat after her every day. And it changed his destiny. There's no doubt it changed the type of life that he would once that he would live. He is an amazing musician. He tours all over. He accredits it to this. He says to this day, he's an adult now, he's still repeating these things, these words in the mirror. So principle number two, realize that your tongue can change someone's destiny. So what are the things that you're saying to your child? Are those life-giving words, and are those things that will steer them in the right path? Or is it, oh, you're no good, you just like your daddy, this... It can change someone's destiny, what you say, your tongue. All right, number three. Know that your heart and tongue are connected. This was a big one for me because it is a fact that whatever is in your heart and your soul, that is what is going to come out of your mouth. And that hurt me when I heard it because I'm like, no, that's not in my heart, but it is, because I am releasing those words onto my child or my friend, to my husband, and that's what's in my heart. So then I have to check myself. I have to check my heart. And, you know, if I have trauma or things that I need to work through and I haven't worked through them, they are going to come out. And then we're going to have to say, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean that. So we need to work on healing ourselves so that we don't hurt our children or our spouse or our friends or our coworkers or people that we meet out, you know, in the marketplace. We don't want to have to do that. So just know your heart and your tongue are connected. And then you got to figure out what you want to be coming out of your heart. So what are you meditating on? What are you listening to every day? Is that all the negativity, the news, or whatever? What is it? Because that is going to come out and it's going to affect someone's destiny. Okay? So that's point one. Principle one, you have power in your words. Principle two, realize that your tongue can change someone's destiny. And three, know that your heart and tongue are connected. So now that you know these principles, here's what I want you to do. Easy peasy lemon squeezy homework. Okay? I challenge you to only speak life to your kids, to your husband, to your wife, to your family members, your coworkers, your boss, anyone you meet. Only speak life-giving words. This is a challenge because, first of all, that's very hard because there are some people who can make you real mad, right? They can make me real mad. And you just want to only choose to speak life. That's the challenge for you. You know, be careful what you let out of your mouth. Take note of when you say something to them, to your children, your husband, your whoever, how do they respond? Pay attention to that. And you can tell if it's something life-giving, how their response would tell you. If it's something that's, it's kind of hurting them, pay attention to that. And I want you to, if you're going to try this, I want you to message me on Instagram, at Musically Minded Mama. Let me know how you feel. Let me know what ahas or revelations you had. And most importantly, if you're doing this with your kids, tell me how your connection with your kids has changed or gotten better, because you should see it getting better. I hope you found some value in this, the three things that you need to understand about communication. And if you internalize these, when you're speaking with your kids especially, you're going to see that change. You're going to see that connection. They probably will even come tell you, ooh, mommy, you know, well, my daughter does that. I don't know if my daughter is like your kids, but she will come and tell me. So go ahead. And if you want to do this challenge, I think it's something it's not going to pressure you. I don't feel like it's like, oh gosh, I forgot to do it. No, it's like all throughout the day, you can do this challenge. And then make it become a habit. That's all I have for you today. Thank you so much for listening. And I'll talk to you next time. Can you do me a couple favors? Favor number one. Go to iTunes or Spotify, wherever you get your music from, and listen to a couple seconds of a song called Mama Cry. M-A-M-A Cry. It's written by my husband, Paul. And if you like it, please support us. Please purchase it. It's only $1. And we would really appreciate if you could do that. Favor number two, Go connect with me on Instagram at Musically Minded Mama or in our Facebook group, Musically Minded Mama. Favor number 3, if this episode inspired you, encouraged you, taught you something, I would love for you to share this with someone who you know could benefit. Take a screenshot, share it in your stories, and tag me. This is the number one way you can thank me, and I'm so grateful for you, and I would love to connect with you.
Did you like my mommy's podcast? Please remember to subscribe and leave a review. My lovely mamas!
Go forth, mama. Be confident, be courageous, and be you.